أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Today I'd like to take a glimpse back into Surah As-Saffat, which we looked at, Surah number 37. And I'm looking at Ayat 51 to 61, because you can actually picture it. It's like a movie in front of our eyes. We can see it happening. Now let's see what happens. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Ayah 51 says, كَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. So a speaker from amongst them. Now these are the people in Jannah. We talked about those who have been successful. They will say, إِنِّي كَانَ لِي قَرِينٌ. I had a friend. I had someone who I used to be with, whom I used to hang out with. So they're thinking about their time in the world and the friends and their acquaintances that were with them. And this acquaintance told them, يَقُولُ أَإِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُصَدِّقِينَ. What, are you indeed one of those who accepted the truth of the Prophet? In other words, have you now become somebody religious? Somebody who's now not going to do the stuff that we did together? And then this person said, أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَإِذَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَدِينُونَ. What, when we are dead and have become dust and bones, shall we then certainly be brought to judgment? So in other words, this friend, this acquaintance is saying that there is no such thing as a hereafter. There is no accountability. So what are you doing? Why are you going, veering towards the side of the Prophet who's telling you to believe in reaching your full potential and that you will be accountable? قَالَ هَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُتَّلِئُونَ. So now a window is opened up and he's told, will you look on? Do you want to see? فَاتَّلَعَ. So he's trying to find out. فَرَآهُ فِي سَوَاءِ الْجَحِيمِ. So he looks through this window and he sees his friend or his acquaintance in the middle of Jahannam. And he says, قَالَ تَاللَّهِ. Oh my God, by Allah, إِن كِدْتَ لَتُرْدِينَ. I too would have been pushed off the cliff. In other words, had I followed you, because we used to be together, had I done what you would have done, I would have been pushed off and been where you are. Continues to say, وَلَوْلَا نِعْمَةُ رَبِّي لَكُنْتُ مِنَ الْمُحْضَرِينَ. Had it not been for the ni'mah, for the blessings of my Rabb, I too would have been one of those made to stand. Now that literally means that he's looking back at the time of judgment, where there were people still giving their accounts. He managed to get a fast track to Jannah because of who he was. In other words, he reached his full potential. He served humanity and submitted to divinity. So basically, he's in Jannah and he's thinking back at the time of judgment and sort of wondering where he would have been had he not followed, had he not submitted to divinity and followed the divine messengers. So the next ayah now looks at the same person who stopped looking into Jahannam and he's looking back to where he is and he's saying, أَفَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَيِّتِينَ. Is it then that I'm not going to die? I'm actually going to stay here forever? إِلَّا مَوْتَتَنَا الْأُولَى وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذِّبِينَ. Except our previous death, that was the only death, and we will not be punished anymore? You mean it's all over and I've been successful? That's basically what he's saying. And the answer comes and he's told, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ. Most surely where you are is an absolutely awesome achievement. لِمِثْلِ هَذَا فَلْيَعْمَلِ الْعَامِلُونَ. And so we're being told, for the like of this, this is where you want to be. So we've got to work hard because the ayah says, let the workers work. Work to be in Jannah. In other words, to reach one's full potential by submitting to divinity, by following divine guidance, and to be aware of accountability at absolutely every step of life. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.